Hello and happy Wednesday, November 11th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Adele has named the song she will perform first at every show. "Well, I think I'm always going to have to start with Hello," the singer told Oprah in a conversation that airs Sunday. "It's a bit weird if I were to do it halfway through a set." Hello was released in 2015, and the video was directed in Quebec by Canadian filmmaker Xavier Dolan. It's been viewed nearly 3 billion times. Asked to what the song represents to her, Adele replied, "Well, when I wrote it, it was a real ode to like little me, older me, all of these things. It's just a song about like, hi, I'm still here. I'm still here. I exist in every aspect of my life." During Adele One Night Only, the singer performs four songs from her new album 30, which is out November 19th, as well as some of her hits, including, yes, Hello. Adele taped the performance late last month outside the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles in front of a star-studded audience. "Being in LA as well, where I sort of had to recover from everything that happened in my life these last few years, it was the perfect show," Adele told Winfrey. "It will look really elegant, and then I'll tell a load of filthy jokes. It'll sort of be like whiplash for them." As she promised last week, Avril Lavigne has released a new song, her first since 2019. On Bite Me, the 37-year-old Canadian singer sings, "Say what you want to say, you lied and got played, you threw it all away, and now it's over." Lavigne explained in a release, "It's an anthem about knowing your worth, what you deserve, and giving someone a second chance who doesn't deserve you." Bite Me marks Lavigne's debut on Travis Barker's label DTA Records. The Blink-182 drummer co-produced the single with John Friedman and Maud Sun. The forthcoming music video was directed by Hannah Lux. Lavigne collaborated with Maud Sun on Flames this year and is featured with Barker on Grow by Willow. She will soon announce dates for a world tour in 2022. Mariah Carey has partnered with McDonald's for the holidays, but not in Canada. The fast food chain announced Wednesday that it is launching the Mariah menu on December 13th, 12 days of free items and festive packaging available with any purchase over $1 on its app. "Bringing together some of our favorite food from McDonald's with my all-time favorite season is a holiday wish come true," Carey said in a release, adding that her favorite McDonald's order is a cheeseburger with extra pickles. McDonald's has previously partnered with music stars like Travis Scott and BTS. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.